Welcome to The Hitch, week 4.
Hi.
Hello.
It's day 28.
28.
And we are scooching in.
I'm scooching in. I was kind of far away.
We're not in the trailer right now. That's why we don't have our body distance right.
I know. We're like all thrown off. And yeah. I'm actually sitting on the other side that I normally sit on. So it's all going to be wacky.
This is all.
Like it's going to be backwards or something.
We're shot the hell already.
I know. We're screwed.
We're not in the trailer. And in fact, we will not be in the trailer for a week.
Very sad.
So this is our last update even for
a
week.
This is our last update because for a week.
We don't update when we're not staying in the trailer.
Yeah.
We are in your sister's adult son's bedroom.
True.
He doesn't live here anymore.
Yep.
And we are in a suburb just south of Denver.
Yep.
Where we dropped the trailer probably 10 miles from here or something, mm-hmm. at a storage facility that your sister actually works at.
Yeah, which was incredibly great. Convenient. So nice. And it really worked out well. It worked out really easily. And the thing is, every time you tow and every time you go to a place, every time we go to a place that we haven't been, there's always that question of like, what's it going to be like? Yeah. What kind of turns? What kind of, you know?
Yeah.
But actually, it was a really easy drive. And even though I had to get on interstates and kind of get close to the city anyway, but it was fine.
Yeah,
totally
you really
fine.
I was shocked at just how easy the transition back to towing was.
Yeah, me too.
You know, it has felt like every other time because we haven't towed for a week or 6 days, I guess. And every other time, it feels like there's a transition period.
Yeah.
Where you don't know how big it is and you're kind of freaked out.
Yeah, I like have to check and adjust my mirrors like 1,000 times.
And this time it just kind of felt like,
it felt really natural, which was great because isn't that the whole goal? I mean, I was very excited. I do wonder if it wasn't just that I was really tired though, too, and hot.
Usually when you're tired, you're even more kind of worried.
Yeah,
you know, like
I did feel really comfortable, but part of me was like,
it seemed super comfortable.
Yeah, it did seem comfortable.
Yeah, I mean, and it was nice. It was only about an hour drive to the storage facility, coming down the mountain a little bit and kind of skirting around Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are storing the trailer, we had to really think about the pack out.
Like, yeah, we had to move a lot of stuff.
Yeah, all the clothing and
the
other
food,
things we need.
You can't leave the food because you don't
really
want to have.
That was really where it started.
You don't want
up.
The food to go bad, but also you don't want to invite mice and other creatures in. So we had to do a lot of cleaning too. I was cleaning the shower and everything because I'm like, it's a good time for a clean. It's almost halfway, and you know we were gonna be leaving it anyway. So I was like cleaning everything and it was a lot of work.
It was
so
a
like
lot.
Before we even left, we had put hours
in. It was like 3 hours
of cleaning and organizing and moving.
Packing, figuring out how to like fucking Tetris it all into the back of the car.
I know. That's always kind of like the bummer. It's like going back to the way it used to be.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Car super crammed full of stuff.
And and just kind of making sure, you know, like we stripped all the sheets and all that.
Oh,
like it's going to be a whole process.
It's going to be a process to get back in it. I know.
But
we will have clean sheets because I'm doing laundry
right now. We will have
clean
sheets.
At my
sister's
house.
Yeah.
Shout out to my sister who is letting us do laundry.
But yeah, also it was kind of a bummer.
It was a total bummer. When we were putting our clothes into the duffel bag, I was like bummed that my clothes were getting like mixed up with everybody else's clothes. Not that not that I have anything against you people, but just I was like, I like how I have
spot.
My own
yeah.
spot for my clothes and like I know exactly where they are and stuff. Yeah, I was bummed. And like last night, I was bummed thinking about leaving.
And it's interesting because like when we conceived of this 60 days like we didn't know anything about what it was going to be like and you know the kind of the two biggest X factors was like how hard is it going to be to tow, so how far can we really go in a day, And just like living in a 27-foot metal tube, isn't that going to get cramped? Like, aren't we going to get kind of, you know, aren't we going to get sick of it? And so, like, we partially out of the thinking of, like, let's give ourselves a break from the trailer, but also because it was very hard to find camping this week for some reason.
Yeah, this upcoming week in Colorado. I couldn't find camping. I mean, I couldn't find any campgrounds that we could stay at for more than just a hand, more than just like 2 days.
And that just would have been a nightmare.
And also, my sister has a place in the mountains that we have only briefly seen. So it just made sense to store it.
And it's my actual last week of work.
And it is your last week of work. So you need like
having real consistency.
Actual internet that works well. And
not jumping around.
It just all kind of came together. And it makes
It totally makes sense on paper, but.
But it's like, no.
Yeah. I really.
We had to leave our little home.
And like all of us were bummed. The 3-year-old was mostly confused. He was like, where's our campsite?
He kept talking about, I don't know if you heard him earlier, he was like, after dinner, go to the campsite.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, we're actually not going back there tonight. Yeah. And he was all confused.
The 13-year-old was even bummed. Like, he's been talking ever since meeting those full-timers yesterday. Like, he's been talking a lot about, like, full-time and, you know, all of that. But he did admit after, like, upgrading all of his software and everything at your sister's house and then being able to actually watch
having like
Parks and
Internet.
Rec on streaming he was like, okay, having some time in a real house is kind of but
there are definitely some benefits,
like easy taking showers,
we're doing laundry and a million other things at the same time, and it's great, actually. It's going to be a good week. It's just that
like we had a real routine and a real sense of home, you know, and now.
And everybody was settled
in. Yeah, and now like that home sitting in a parking lot, you know.
I know.
But
we did get we got a spot. My sister got us a spot right next to another Airstream.
Yeah,
so it's
this
cute.
Beautiful vintage, like beautiful vintage 70s or 80s Airstream.
So at least Evangeline will have a friend.
Yeah, they can totally swap stories.
They can just hang out
But yeah, we're in this, like, you know, south suburban Denver for a couple days. And then we're going to go up into the mountains for about 5 days, I think, or so.
Yeah.
And then we'll be back maybe in the trailer, but maybe just still kicking it at a house.
Depends. I'm gonna look and see if I can, if anything's opened up.
And then part two of
and
the
then
trip
part
starts,
two where we head north
where we head north, where I'm out of a job, where we are
just good because we're gonna be out of the internet too a lot of times.
We might upgrade our phones before,
before we switch providers
so that we have any phone at all in Wyoming and Montana. But you know, this is really sort of like, this is it. This is the transition. We're going to be off for a week, though, on a pure show note
I don't think
thing. I don't think there'll be a disruption because we started 2 weeks late. So we'll just be kind of a week closer to real time.
It'll be like time traveling, where it's like, we're going to take a week off,
and then there we are.
Because that's...
So your enjoyment of The Hitch won't be disrupted, but we are, in fact, there will be a numbering change in the
days
that will be confusing.
I can't keep them straight anyway.
I've already gotten a couple of emails that have been like, or tweets that have been like, it went from day 3 to day 9.
Oh, really?
Did I lose something? I'm like, no, it's very clearly written in the show thing, and we say it with our mouths. So fair warning, everyone, there's gonna be a number jump, but we're gonna go kicking in the mountains.
Yeah, we're hopefully it's cooler. And it better be. I hope so.
Yeah. And we'll talk to you from Evangeline when we're there next.
Yeah.
See ya.
It's true. Bye.
The Hitch is recorded in the back of Evangeline, our 27-foot Airstream trailer by Dan Sinker and Janice Dillard. You can see pictures from the road on Instagram at Tin Can Evangeline, and you can email us at evangeline@thehitchpodcast.com. Please rate and review The Hitch on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to us, and tell your friends to subscribe as well. And we'll see you on the road.